Penguin Random House Audio presents The Promise of the Grand Canyon, John Wesley Powell's Perilous Journey and His Vision for the American West, by John F. Ross. Read for you by Stefan Rudnicki. Introduction. On January 17, 1890, John Wesley Powell strode into a Senate committee room in Washington to testify. He was hard to miss, one contemporary comparing him to a sturdy oak, gnarled and seamed from the blasts of many winters. Clear gray eyes stared out from a deeply lined face, mostly covered by a shaggy bird's nest of gray beard, flecked with cigar ash. No one would call the 56-year-old veteran and explorer handsome, but one knew immediately when he entered a room. Only 5 feet 6 inches tall, he spoke rather slowly but forcefully, with a fearless independence of mind. When he expressed himself emphatically, the stump of his right arm would bob and weave as if boxing with the ghosts of the war that had maimed him. Every once in a while, Powell would reach around his back with his left hand and forcibly subdue it, a movement that invariably silenced a room. It was not often comfortable to watch him, but most always mesmerizing. The authority he radiated, even in a room crowded with titanic personalities, was palpable. Only a few years after losing his forearm to a mini-ball at the Battle of Shiloh, he had organized the most daring exploration in American history. 10 men had climbed aboard puny wooden rowboats and pulled out into the Southwest's Green and Colorado rivers, then spent 3 months...